Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with Colorado Springs-based singer-songwriter Xanthi Alexis. Thanks for taking some time to talk with me in KVNF.
I'm happy to be here, Corey.
Xanthi Alexis has a brand new album out. It's called The Offering, and it was recorded on Ute tribal land in the foothills of Tava Mountain. We're going to hear several tracks off of this new album, starting out with The Heart Needs Time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just down and out in life, pre our current terms of down and out, but I just didn't want anybody to comfort me, you know, and I was thinking a lot about, you know, sometimes it's just a time sentence when your heart is broken, you just got to take time with it. And I think I was thumbing my nose at all the comfort words and just wanted to have a real sad little song moment.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to The Heart Needs Time. This is off Xanthi Alexis' new album, The Offering. That was The Heart Needs Time off of Xanthi Alexis's new album, The Offering. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm speaking with Colorado Springs singer-songwriter Xanthi Alexis. She's in her backyard. We're speaking via Zoom, so it's nice to be able to see you.
It's so fun, actually. It's really fun.
Yeah. I've heard your music be described as medicine. Talk to me about the making of this new record, The Offering.
Right. It was made with two of my very good friends, Connor and Ian Borgal, as producers. And that was a pretty clear thing to me that I was moving beyond just an acoustic album into a larger landscape. And we've all lived in the small community of Manitou Springs together for over a decade. And it's just a very special community here. And so we talked about the project for a long time. And while I was writing, I was really able to think of larger sounds. And so that's how this album came to be, kind of leaping from just a very clear-cut folk record to kind of like a little mystical sound journey.
Cool. And I'm not super familiar with the Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs area. And I actually had to look up where Tava Mountain is.
So Tava Mountain is also known as Pikes Peak. Tava is the Ute title for that mountain. And I mean, it's a very picturesque place. There's a lot of mysticism here. And there's an entire crystal mountain, you know. And this whole area lends itself to the magic that the mountain is creating. Just like if you live anywhere that is incredibly beautiful, the mountain is being a landscape. And I think in relationship to the record, I think there is a special emotional height and emotional lows that I was able to get to as an artist because I had this long-term friendship that I trusted and the dialogue could be deep between us as far as what we were trying to create. And where that was being created from, you know? And, you know, my family, we are medicinal people. Our family has a healing center here right on the main drag. We've been around for 17 years, I think. And in writing the album during a time of distress, where we are all in a collective distress, Garden of the Gods, which is about a mile and a half from my home, was a gathering place of commerce and education and celebration and sharing of information and goods for all the surrounding tribes. And so it was a place of neutrality, peacefulness, education. And so those things are alive here, you know. And so that's why I chose to use those titles as opposed to Pikes Peak, because there's a deeper story and, you know, it was part of the record. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, talk to me about your song Siren. This song feels very emotional and kind of intense and lots of messaging.
Yeah. I was in New York. I love to be in New York and perform there. And it was early on 4 years ago. And there was just this mounting feeling of immediacy, I think, in everyone. And I was walking down the street. And this song just kind of appeared out of nowhere. And it was, you know, this call to the heart and call to self-reflection so that we can be good community to one another, you know. And then, of course, the image of the siren. And, you know, my brother is a firefighter. And, you know, the siren, it has so many different connotations. But that's what I feel like a lot of us were feeling inside of us as these changes began to happen, you know. So that's why that song is so intense.
Because it is.
Because it is. And yeah. I mean, that's a task as an artist, is to reflect the times, like Nina Simone says, you know. That's our task. So,
yeah. Were some of these songs written pre-COVID, or when did you write all of these songs?
I wrote these songs starting 2 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, pre-COVID. And I felt weird. You know, I certainly felt like I was having a bit of a panic about our world, and I had to create about it. And I had to check in with my inner self about how I really felt about it. And so it works in perfectly with these times because that's what we're doing. Everyone's agenda has changed or been affected in some way. Everyone, you know.
Yeah. Well, music is surely getting me through all of this.
I hear that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a listen to Siren. This is off of Xanthi Alexis's new album, The Offering. Here is Siren. Thank you. That was a song called Siren by Xanthi Alexis off her brand new album, The Offering. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Xanthi Alexis via Zoom from her backyard in Colorado Springs. Blue skies, looks very nice over there. Talk to me about your songwriting process. And I know you mentioned your two friends that helped produce the album, but who else do we hear on this new record?
The record is just the three of us. Songwriting, you know, for me, I'm very much first a writer. So I do see projects as like bookends, you know. I really like the album making experience in that way because it's like a collective thought or a storyline, or at least that is for me. And then, of course, there's so many layers beneath, but oftentimes I'll wait for inspiration, a certain sensation, and that's a major way that I know a song is coming. Sometimes I'll hear a word or a phrase that just sparks something, you know, and I'll go to my instrument, and I'm often fortunate that it's just there, and sometimes I write real stinkers that don't make any sense or that are like a little bit of revenge on something.
Awesome.
But I also do try to listen to the world around me and speak the words that I need to hear, that others must need to hear, you know. If I need to hear it, chances are someone else does too. And it's a world that's always around me that I feel really blessed to have around me, you know. So yeah, that's where the songwriting comes from, I think, is that it's just there and I try to hang on to that kite, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was music a big part of growing up?
It was. It was a big part of growing up. My mother is, her father is Greek, and so there was that type of music in our early lives. And my father is an old folky. They both sang and did vaudeville shows in their little tiny town they lived in Grand Lake, you know. And yeah, it was a real big part of growing up. Absolutely, yeah.
Let's talk about your song, Sullen One. This has a pretty sweet guitar riff on it.
Yeah. As I mentioned our healing center earlier, I am a trauma therapist. And sadness is something that I'm around a lot, you know, in its different scales, you know. And it's been something that's been in my own life, in my childhood. And I wanted to write something direct about it, directly to it. Yeah, that's what this song is. And I really put this one in Connor's hands. And he came up with this sort of dramatic and beautiful piano in there. And I felt like it fit just right, you know. So that's what this song is about.
Yeah. Here is Sullen One by Xanthi Alexis off her new album, The Offering. Periphery. That was a song called Sullen One by Xanthi Alexis off her brand new album, The Offering. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Xanthi Alexis via Zoom. Wow, I'm still processing what you said about being a trauma therapist and just thinking about our world right now, mid-pandemic. How are you processing things? Are you inspired musically these days?
I'm always inspired musically in some way. You know, music is really my life partner. I'm responding one day at a time, you know, just like everyone else. I don't understand how we're supposed to do it any other way. I try not to worry too much and just remember that I've been a lot of places and I've gotten the data back that most people have good hearts and just trying to focus there, you know.
Yeah. I like that you gave some perimeters like one day at a time. And I know for my own personal trauma, there's been moments in my life where I'm like, take it 1 hour at a time. Take it
one minute
at a time.
One breath.
Yeah, that's really good insight, wisdom. And it makes me feel optimistic, which is great.
What else are we supposed to feel if we're going to get anything done?
Yeah, I was just thinking today, we have to keep moving forward. And I love that you said, try not to worry.
We do worry. We do worry. But then we can go back in our mental files and find all the evidence that love is present and working in such small details in our lives, you know?
I think I need to see you for some trauma therapy.
I think we should all decide at once that therapy is amazing.
Yeah. I think it would be great if everyone could have some therapy. Truly. You're actually coming to the North Fork Valley on September 20th. Talk to me about this special outdoor event.
Yes, so Gathering of Peace begins at 11:11 a.m. at Peonia Town Park. There'll be Ojibwe opening prayer ceremony, which is very special, and then music and crafts and learning and togetherness socially distanced throughout the day and yoga. So it's just a gathering and celebration of peace, you know.
Will this be your first?
This is my first performance, yeah. This is the longest I've been home in a long, long time from the road, so... I'm like, woo!
Yeah. I saw on your Facebook that you have a pretty exciting interview coming up with Spin Magazine. How did this come about?
It's actually a concert on their Twitch. It's a live streaming platform where they're now doing more and more concerts. And so it's actually a concert. It will be very fun. And the way it came about was from the record. Yeah, from the record being released and getting listened to. And so it should be such fun. And people can wear their PJs like we're so good at right now.
Yeah. And will that be September 18th?
Yes, yes.
Great. Friday, September 18th. Where can listeners find your music and stay up to date on what's coming up in your world?
Yes. Xanthi Alexis Music on Facebook, Xanthi Alexis on Instagram. I got a rad witchy music video on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. You can purchase the whole record, which is very valuable to independent musicians right now, and nice radio stations like you guys.
Oh. Well, our pleasure. We're going to go out on the title track off of Xanthi Alexis's new album. It's called The Offering. Talk to me about this song.
This is the deepest level of comfort I could come up with in a time where life was very difficult, and be able to say back to myself, and also as though it was something very supportive and wonderful saying it to all of us, you know. And the idea of the album, the 100-year-old garden line, is was actually about these 400-year-old gardens that I got to be at in a place called Domfront in France. So that's this song.
Awesome. Xanthi, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. This has been a blast.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. We'll go out on one last song off of Xanthi Alexis's new album. This is the title track called The Offering. Thank you for listening.
It's gonna leave you hungry. Kisses just like ladies say. There and then gone again. Take just what you need. tell me why.